Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Let's go.
All right, guys, we're live for the long-awaited MMA Grand Prix episode with a bunch of political figures. And I've had this idea for a couple months and trying to get a panel together of martial artists, libertarians, or martial autists, as I've coined, has been kind of tough. So today we got me, Mike is going to be joining later, and then we're joined by Adam Nutter, Kelly Patrick, and El Pulpo. Guys, we'll go around real quick. Just give people kind of like your martial arts background and whatnot. So, Adam, you go first.
Back in Staten Island, New York, when MMA was still illegal, I started fighting, and we had a fight in Jersey and Connecticut. It's back to 2005, 2006.
Hell yeah.
And we had a bunch of illegal fights, whatever, in New York, too, you know, that were unlicensed and unsanctioned, whatever. But so I only fought amateur for 1 year, but then I trained for like 8 to 10 years after that in just, you know, straight MMA. I never traditionally trained jiu-jitsu. This was back in the day when, like, you know, it was like, just knock them out. And like, okay. So, like, you know, I did jiu-jitsu, but I never went through belts or anything like that. So, yeah, I fought for a year, but trained for like 10 total.
Yeah, we were talking about amateur MMA fights. I just love, like, every amateur card I've ever been to, there's always, like, some drunk white trash lady in the back, like, kick his ass! Like, that's her advice. You know, it's all she's yelling. So
comedy shows, too. It's wild how that translates so well.
It's a lot of the same crowd. And then, Kelly, go ahead.
I have been training jiu-jitsu now for about 6 years. I'm actually a purple belt in jiu-jitsu. competed just a little bit as a blue belt and a white belt. Lost more than I won. But relative to MMA, my credentials would be I did commentary in Kentucky and Ohio for the B2 Fighting Series for about 4 years. So you guys are talking about the trashy white women in the back of the amateur cards. I was around a lot of that. So I saw a lot of trashy fights. I even commentated Doc. Did I commentate all three of your fights?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I commentated for about a four-year period. I'm using air quotes, the big MMA cards in Kentucky. And I don't mean to demean what you did, Doc. The big cards in Kentucky, I commentated those. So that's my MMA resume.
That's cool.
Okay, and then El Popo, go ahead.
I started doing jiu-jitsu in 2004. Real early as a teenager, because we just moved a lot. I'm 31.
Okay.
So I was 14 in 2004 training. And then joined the Army, so I quit training, but got out of the Army, went back to training. And I had Kelly, like he said, he commentated all my fights to the trashy white woman. That's my mom you guys are talking about, all right? So watch your mouths. My mom hated my fights. Me too, actually. I'm a bad amateur fighter. I like doing jiu-jitsu. I just like fighting though. I've been watching fighting ever since 2004 religiously. So I've seen every Pride. And then I've watched all the Pride fights too.
Yeah. I love the old days. Yeah. So
good.
And then I'm sure our listeners are vaguely familiar, but I've been training jiu-jitsu, consistently for about 8 years. I'm a brown belt and competed a bunch in jiu-jitsu, never fought in MMA because I'm sort of a pussy and I don't want my nose to get broken. So that's the real reason. Now that we got a little background, I'm going to go ahead and hop into our first card of the night here. And for the listeners, we're going to go around the clock and each person kind of do like 30 seconds, a minute on each fight. And then we'll kind of discuss and pick a winner and they'll move on. So let me share screen here. There we go. I've never done this before, but here we go.
That's what she said. Boom. All right.
All right. So we're going to start out with the wild card round. And here we've got Tucker Carlson versus Gary Johnson. So Adam, who do you got?
All right. Well, if you want to break them both down real quick, I mean, Gary Johnson, especially in this picture, he looks like that guy from that HBO documentary that murdered his wife and then got caught on tape saying it in the bathroom. Robert Jenks, whatever the fuck his name was. You know what I'm talking about? Robert Durst. That dude. He looks like a frail version of that guy somehow. Tucker, especially in that picture, he looks like a fucking 40s mid-level CEO who has like shit to do. You know, like he has places to be, things to do. Tucker, younger, more to lose. Gary looks limp and frail, doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what Syria or Aleppo are. So, got to go Tucker for this one.
All right, Kelly, what do you got?
Yeah, I'll jump on the Tucker strikes me as being younger, stronger, probably keeps himself in better shape. I know Gary Johnson does what, mountain climbing and, you know, likes to smoke weed, which, hey, you know, I think that's pretty cool. But I would say Tucker keeps himself in better condition. I'm definitely going with Tucker.
El Popo, what do we got?
I'm not even close on the same page with you guys. Tucker Carlson's the guy whose dad is the lawyer who sues you if you fight him, which means he can't take a punch. He's a big pussy. And Gary Johnson, he smokes weed. He's closer to doing jiu-jitsu than Tucker Carlson just by that nature alone. He's one step removed from being a blue belt. So, and Gary Johnson, I bet he could scrap, you know. I'm saying I think Tucker's never taken a punch in his life. I bet he rolls over to, I'm going with Gary Johnson.
Okay, so I'm torn on this one. I think this is actually a sleeper fight. I think it's going to be a good fight. But there's recently a video of Tucker Carlson getting heckled in some like gift shop. I'm sure you guys saw the clip.
Hell yeah.
And when they show this side profile of Tucker's face, you never see the side angle of his face. Like you always just see him face on, you know, straight on with the camera. And you don't see that like when he turns sideways, he has like no jaw and no chin. And usually that means that somebody's susceptible to, you know, getting knocked out if they have like a really small chin jaw area, I think. So not that Gary's going to knock him out. So I think it's going to be a close fight, but Tucker's a little bit younger. He seems like he's got a little more piss and vinegar. Like Adam said, Gary doesn't know what's going on a lot of times, probably because he's baked. So if Gary Johnson is baked, which he probably will be, I'm going to go with Tucker. So I think that means Tucker advances here.
Damn. Add money on Gary.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a fifth judge so we don't end up in a tiebreaker situation. That was going to be Nick Ashley, but he was unavailable tonight. So we're making do with the four of us. All right, next fight, we've got Dave Rubin versus Nick Gillespie. So Adam, take it away.
All right, you got to figure Dave, I figured being a conservative gay man, probably took a ton of bullying growing up. Like, he probably is just – he's like the bane of gay Republicans. Like, he was born in that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he's, like, molded by it. So, I think not even – Nick Gillespie looks like a nerd. You know what I'm saying? Like, he looks like you want to push him in a locker. Like, he looks like a 70s dork. Like, I don't know why. And I feel like Dave's like, I'll house you, dude.
Not just looks like.
Yeah. He really is.
He just look like his hair. He's like – he looks like a fucking lame Fonzie. And I feel like Dave, like, even again, Gaz doesn't do this. Dave's like, no. I grew up with this shit. I'm going to fucking house this dude. Dave Rubin, 100% of the time. I'm not even giving him a little Giants chance. Dave Rubin all day.
Damn. Kelly, what do we got?
Yeah, I hate to be going second because so much of this is just me jumping on and continuing with what I've heard already. But yeah, I'd say Dave Rubin. He just strikes me as being big. He's gay, but you know, he handles himself in a very, I don't know how to say, masculine way for a gay man. I feel like he's going to go very far, not just out of this round, but my gut says he's going to do very well today. Dave Rubin gets my vote. No question. He's gay. He's been picked on. I think he's got a lot of pent up anger. I wouldn't want to fight him.
All right, El Pulpo, I know you're going to be contrarian here. What do we hear?
No, I'm actually not this time. I'm going to say I know for a fact Dave Rubin will win because before the fight, I'm going to show him how to do a cross-collar choke, and he's going to choke the shit out of Nick Gillespie, who will refuse to take off his leather jacket despite the advice given to him by everyone before the fight. He will show up like Hoist Gracie in UFC 1 wearing his leather jacket gi, and he's going to be choked out in 30 seconds.
Okay, it's going to be a clean sweep for Dave Rubin here because I concur. I was going to make a comment about the leather jacket. I didn't know how exactly it was going to play in, like UFC 1 through 10, where they just wore whatever they wanted. But yeah, like you said, it's going to be hard to convince him to take it off, no matter how much money's on the line. So Dave Rubin, young, in shape. He takes good care of his skin. You know, he works out. I think he's just going to take it by kind of default and being in better shape. So Dave Rubin moves on.
Also, what's straighter than fucking another dude? What's manlier than that? You know what I'm saying? Hell
yeah, let's go.
It takes balls. It really does. Okay, this is a fun one. We've got Thaddeus Russell versus Michael Malice.
Yeah.
Adam.
All right. So I love Malice. So I got to preface this. I love Malice. But he reminds me of the type of kid I grew up hating, which was like that whiny kid who was like insultive, and when you went to go grab him, he would be like, no, I'm gonna run behind his mom. Like that's the Malice vibe. Like he's not confrontational physically, but he talks a good game. But you know, we're all types of guys where like we'll talk shit, but also fucking fight because I'm a psychopath. So I feel like he's not that guy. And then Thaddeus Russell also kind of advocated for pedophilia lately. So he can go fuck himself, actually. So, and I know Michael Malice is very anti-pedophilia, so I think with the rage of that behind Malice with his fucking little kid bitch energy wins.
Damn.
Okay. I love Malice, though. I love Malice, and he's a fucking hero.
All right, Kelly.
Something about Thaddeus Russell strikes me as he wouldn't bring it when it came time to fight. I don't know why. Not to say Malice really comes. How tall is Malice? Malice is fucking
5'3".
No, okay, he's not 5'3". Okay. Is he really 5'3"?
El Pulpo did his research on Malice.
No, wait. Is he really 5'3"?
He's 5'3" when he's wearing those platform shoes he wears around everywhere.
Dude, I think not he's even pretty strong anymore. Short. And I could pick him up and bench press him.
He's legit certified manlet.
Wow. Yeah, he's very short. But he does take very good care of his body. He taps into that immigrant passion or whatever it is. I think he was born in Eastern Europe, and he came here when he was very young. But for some reason, he wears it. He's got a chip on his shoulder. I'm picking Malice, despite the fact that he's only 5'3".
Unbelievable.
Something about Russell. I don't know why. I'll establish Malice is fucking 5'3". I understand that's an obstacle. But something about Thaddeus Russell tells me he folds when he gets punched in the mouth.
El Popo?
This is
the 2-0 for Malice right now.
This is going to be the easiest fight for me to call, I think. It's, first of all, I can't go with Malice because we already have one gay guy who's advanced. All right, so that's one too many.
Malice isn't gay.
Well, okay, come on. Second of all, I don't think he can maneuver wearing skinny jeans. You can't fight when wearing skinny jeans. You're not going to win. Third of all, Thaddeus Russell obviously has the advantage with the 5'3 Malice because he's really good at wrangling children. Thaddeus Russell has experience in this realm. It's not even going to be close. It's Thaddeus Russell. He's going to beat the hell out of him, but he's going to take – it's going to go to decision because he's taking his time doing it.
Damn. Okay, so I'm also gonna go with Thad. So I guess, you know, with the tiebreaker here, we can kind of argue it out. But I think Thad trains. I think he boxes, and I think Malice, you know, while he's really witty with his words, I think in a physical confrontation he might just kind of crumble. So Thad, a little bit.
I didn't know
of,
that
formal
that Thaddeus
training.
Boxes. Yeah.
Yeah, he boxed. We should probably mention that. We can give a little tale of the tape when it comes to these guys, what we know about them. So, yeah, I think the size, the height advantage, I think Thad just keeps him on the outside and just boxes him up all night. And I think he wins a decision.
I'm sold.
So now what the fuck do we do?
Let's go.
So, okay,
all right.
Kelly changes
his
vote.
Let's go. Right.
I won't flip.
I changed my vote because, if he's boxed and Malice is 5'3", I mean, what more do you need?
I'm sticking with my boy.
I don't know if Malice is really 5'3". I feel like he's probably like 5'8", but we could just say he's 5'3". It's more fun.
I think he might be actually 5'3". Doc, are you sure about that?
I'm being generous.
Okay,
he's short
damn.
As fuck.
Okay.
I know that.
Yeah, he is. He's a little fella. So speaking of little fellas, our next fight, we've got Ben Shapiro versus Chelsea Handler. This is a fun one. You know what really sparked this one for me? I remember on Theo Von's podcast a couple years ago, he just randomly said, like, you know, people arguing politics, you just have a fight. And he's like, blah versus blah, Ben Shapiro versus Chelsea Handler. And ever since he said that, I'm like, this would actually be a good fight. It'd be a great fight. So, Adam, what do you think?
Okay, hear me out. Ready? Ben Shapiro. Because he's a man. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to say Ben Shapiro.
Hell yeah.
Kelly?
I just did the tail of the tape search online. It says Chelsea is 5'6", and from what I've found, Ben Shapiro is 5'7".
Come on.
You think he's shorter than that, Doc?
Hell yeah.
Maybe he is, okay? I think Ben Shapiro is a little bitch, but he's a man. He's got my vote.
Man, I'm always on the contrarian side. You're right. I think Chelsea Handler probably, first of all, likes getting hit by men, so I bet she has experience with it. She seems like the type of – the way she talks shit to 50 Cent, dude, I bet she likes being roughhoused. So, and I don't think Ben Shapiro's ever been hit by a man. So, I don't know. I think Chelsea has more experience getting hit and then can probably fight back.
I don't know. I don't know. Just because she likes to get her face shoved in a fucking dog ball during fucking sex doesn't mean she could take a punch. Oh, whatever weird thing she's into.
I think it means general toughness. I think there's something to that.
Yeah, she's got heart.
Where, I mean, I think if Ben Shapiro ever got in a fight, he would just call for security, or he'd probably try to stop the fight before it happened. Like if somebody slapped his wife's ass, he'd be like, security folks.
Chelsea Handler's just going to put her hand on top of his head, and he's going to be like in The Simpsons where he's trying to swing and hit her, but she's just too far away.
Yeah, she probably has some go-go gadget arms because it sounds like they're the same height. Because, you know, Ben Shapiro's adding an inch to his height. Like,
hell,
he's putting
a
deck of cards in his shoes or something.
He's putting it – well, I'm not doing that joke. He told me not to.
we got 2-1 for Ben Shapiro right now. In all seriousness, if we're being serious analysts here, I think Ben Shapiro wins like a split decision. I think it's a close fight. I really think that Chelsea rocks him around in the first, but I think Ben Shapiro, just being a little bit younger, he's able to weather the storm. And I think he has a strong round two where he starts to turn the tide, and then he takes round three with like a takedown where Chelsea's old lady arms are just starting to gas out. So I'm begrudgingly giving it to Ben Shapiro. So Ben moves on. Okay, for the semifinals now, we've got Tucker Carlson versus Dave Rubin. So Adam, go ahead.
Oh, man. All right, this is where Dave, again, Dave goes through. Oh, yeah, for sure. Because now, all right, Tucker, all right, Gary Johnson's an easy beat. That's an easy beat. Tucker, now Tucker's coming in confident, but Dave just probably ripped Nick's throat out. So Dave's coming in with Viking warrior mentality. And Tucker's coming in with fuck my dad's a lawyer mentality, as Doc mentioned earlier. So what's going to happen is Tucker's be like, well, I just beat Gary Johnson. Dave Rubin's like, I'm out for blood, you fucking bitch. And Dave Rubin is going to smoke Tucker's smug face. So Dave Rubin with the strength of 1,000 gay men behind his back. Dave Rubin all day.
Kelly.
Yeah, I'm going to continue with that, yet to play the contrarian card, but I would say Dave Rubin comes through. Something about him strikes me as very disciplined. He's kind of big. You know, I would say he's got a significant weight advantage, just as my gut. I don't have that information in front of me. That matters. Size does matter. Dave Rubin gets the win here.
Damn, okay. We got 2-0 for Rubin.
Yeah, I also think – I think Dave Rubin too, dude. I can't. I mean, no one's going to talk me into thinking Tucker Carlson could be in a fight and win. It's not going to happen. So, I think Tucker is doomed in this bracket. I don't really see him being able to receive a punch. And I can see Dave Rubin being able to throw some strikes, take some strikes. Dave, easy. First round knockout.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to agree with you guys. I'm not going to try to change your minds. I think Dave's just too young, too in shape. And like you guys said, I think there's something about that, you know, gay man strength. I think he's got it. So Dave is moving on to the finals here.
This round should really be like, yo, who do we think comes in second place to Dave?
Sounds like
we're
going
to find out.
Dave's going to win.
It's going to be either Thad or Ben Shapiro. So who do you got in that one, Adam?
Oh, Thad. Oh, for sure. If Thad boxes, Ben is a little bitch, for sure. I only gave him that fight because he's fighting a woman. So, I mean, you would hope he wins, but Jesus Christ. But you guys barely even won in that. So, yeah, if he fights another man who at least threw a punch before and hit a pad, yeah, I'm going to give it to Thaddeus Russell over here, unfortunately, because I don't like what he stands for anymore.
Dude, I feel you there. And yeah, no, there's a lot to that. So, Kelly, go ahead.
Man, I think Ben Shapiro was fortunate to get out of the first round. If I was in an MMA tournament, I would hope that I was, you know, got a first round against a female also. So, I'm there with them. I mean, just if I'm being honest, right?
Yeah, we got to keep in mind, this is the wild card round. The next brackets are going to be a little more precise in their grouping. So that was a fun wild card fight to me. But, okay. So
okay, I'm with it. I'm not hating on it. I would say Thaddeus Russell and his boxing experience. I don't care if he's, you know, jump rope a few times and hit the bag a few times. He's beating the shit out of Ben Shapiro.
First round knockout, you guys think?
Yes.
I think Thad, I don't think he has legitimate knockout power. He's probably got like a mean like right cross that he could just like sting Ben with like 5-6 times before he goes on Queer Street and KOs. But El Popo, go ahead.
I think it's first punch knockout. You can't convince me Ben Shapiro could put his hands up. I don't think he knows would be able to defend himself even. I think he just gets knocked out. I mean, 1-2, just right down the pipe, bang, bang. And just good night.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you guys. It's a clean sweep for Thad. So moving on to the finals match now, we've got Thad Russell versus Dave Rubin. And I mean, who would have thought that? I mean, I thought Tucker was going to, like, just, you know, knee-jerk reaction. I thought Tucker was going to win this thing, but didn't even make it to the finals. So, Adam, who do you got between Thad and Dave Rubin?
Dave Rubin is going to pick up Thaddeus Russell like Bane did to Batman and break his fucking back. That's what's gonna. There's no way, dude. Dave Rubin is gonna house everybody in this fucking bracket. It's not. He's the ultimate man out of everybody here. He's the only guy. He's the only guy you could probably take and throw punches legitimately. It's Dave Rubin for sure.
Damn, Kelly, what do we got?
Does anyone know how big Thaddeus Russell actually is?
Dude, he's probably like 5'10", 175. He used to be really fat. He lost a lot of weight recently, like in the last 5 years. Okay. Slimmed down. So he's kind of a smaller guy. Average, very average.
And do we know if he had like an amateur boxing career or he went to a few boxing classes?
No, I think he took it up somewhat seriously, like 6 or 7 years ago. I remember like last time he was on Rogan a long time ago, he talked about how he fell in love with boxing and he was boxing a ton. So okay. That's all I know. He's just a hobbyist.
I remember that. Gotcha. I'll go with Ruben. Something about Ruben. He's focused. I don't think he fucks around when it comes to fighting. Ruben gets my vote here. Probably a ground and pound stoppage. He's a big guy. He'd get him to the ground, and he'd just beat the shit out of him.
Damn, El Popo?
No, okay. So I think this is where reality meets us liking to watch Nick Gillespie get choked out by Dave Ruben. Is that Dave Rubin still has fought two chumps. Now he's fighting someone who knows how to defend himself, throw some strikes. I think Thaddeus is just going to just beat the shit out of him. Just keep him at bay. Right outside reach. Bang, bang, bang. Just
doesn't Dave sticking. Also like box and shit, though? Like,
okay. Least... Hey, now it's too late for this.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does. Does he?
Maybe like jazzercise.
I could have swore I remember him talking about it before.
Yeah, he probably does like Tybo.
Did you just suggest he does
some jazzercise? Yeah,
jazzercise.
Look, his boxing. I guess in my gym, I box to music too, but their music is like you're supposed to throw punches to the beat.
Yeah, it's like
my music says the N word a lot, so it makes you feel like fighting.
Dude, I hear that. So you're going with Thad.
Hell yeah.
So just to be clear here, we got 2-1 for Dave Rubin as of right now, right?
Correct.
Okay, so damn, again, trying to put my serious hat on for a minute. I think Thad is able to just kind of outbox him. As long as he's been training. If he's like been in the gym the last few months, I think Thad outboxes him. And I think he takes a decision win. So that again puts us at 2-2 for the tiebreaker. So I don't know how we're going to do this.
Dave fights dirty, though, maybe. Somebody rule? Is there a rule in this fight? Street fight.
Okay. I should have put that up front. So this is like a sanctioned MMA fight.
What is it?
Sanctioned MMA fight. We'll say, and moving forward, we'll say each person gets like 1 month to train. Like they get like a crash course, or even like 2 weeks, just like to learn the very basics.
I still take Ruben.
Three-minute rounds.
Yeah, we'll call it, yeah, amateur, standard.
Yeah, well, the final should be five-minute rounds, five fives.
Yeah, we'll go championships. Yeah, sure. Or five three-minute rounds. So that's going to make that X factor the championship rounds.
Like amateurs.
Yeah, okay. So we'll say that there's championship rounds involved. So with that being a factor, you know, Dave Rubin just being a younger man than Thad, I think he's probably like 10, 15 years younger. You know what? I might go Dave Rubin on that. I think he might just kind of weather the storm. And if he does know a little bit of boxing, I think he could, take that out. Cause I think Thad is probably like kind of tough based on his upbringing, but not that tough. So fuck it. We're going to give it to Dave Rubin.
Yeah. Dave.
Who would have thought that he would have won that? I really wouldn't have. That was a surprise to me. So we're going to get out of here. I'm still learning how to use my computer on this.
I think he's going to be surprised as well.
Yeah, right. There we go.
I requested an interview with Dave Rubin a few months ago, and his PR lady got back to me and said, sorry, we just can't do it. Your podcast is not big enough of a deal.
Damn.
Dude, I met him at Freedom Fest, and I have mixed feelings about Dave Rubin, but I can say that he was a really nice guy. Like, he chilled with us for like 10, 15 minutes just shooting the shit, which he didn't have to do because he was getting mobbed everywhere he went. So he was a pretty cool guy. I got to say that. But yeah, moving on to the next division, we've got the beta male division.
Hell yeah, this one's going to be fun. Nuts.
Yeah, this one's going to be a good time. So let me get my drawing tool out here. All right. First fight of the night, we've got Kyle Kulinski versus Jussie Smollett. So, Adam, who do you have in this one?
So, I actually, out of all these people, I like Kyle. At least I like Kyle. I listen to someone Kyle, you know, says, and I'm like, all right, I can see why he would say that. Everyone else here sucks hard dicks. Like, oh my god, they're the fucking worst. Jesus Christ. Kyle versus Jussie Smollett. Fuck. I mean, that dude's like 5'7", and he's an actor that couldn't even act in a fake robbery. Like, nothing about him makes me think he could fucking fight either. You know,
hey man,
like,
it was a fake lynching.
Yeah, really bad job at it. He convinced no one. I mean, I'm not even gonna do a bit because Dave Chappelle did a bit the best, right? He's like, you know, any Chicago cop be like, really, at 4 a.m.? You know, like, it's bullshit. Kyle, I feel like, is bigger. I feel like Kyle would throw down, at least. I think Kyle would be more willing to throw down than anybody else in this list. Kyle, easily. Kyle over, yeah, easily. Easily, Kyle.
Okay, we got one for Kyle. Kelly, what do you think about this?
Man, according to my Google search here, Kyle is listed at 6 foot, and then Jussie is actually also, actually, Kyle's 5'11", and it says here, Jussie is 6 foot tall. Who knows how?
Oh shit! I was way off.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You never know how accurate this stuff is. But you know, I don't know a whole lot about Kyle, but I'm fairly convinced Jussie would not do much in a fight. Kyle looks more athletic, so I got to go with him. You know, my guy, he's a social democrat according to his description online. Doesn't score a lot of points with me for his fighting ability, but Jussie does not come across as someone who'd pack much of a punch at all. So I'll go Kyle with a first round win.
Damn. All right, El Pulpo, you going to play contrarian again?
No, not a chance. I like reading Kyle's old tweets. There's some account that retweets the old tweets he made from like a decade ago. He's been saying some wild shit. He talks crazy. He talks like me on there. So I already like him there. And then Jussie got beat up in an imaginary fight, dude. So he's going to have a real fight. Kyle's going to fuck him up. And that's why I'm going, can I say the F word?
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to fuck him up, dude. So that's Kyle, easy.
Yeah, it's going to be a clean sweep for Kyle. I felt bad even kind of including him on this, the beta male division. But, you know, he was such a... Just the way he talks kind of and how he wants to take my... He wants to, like, rob my... tax money. I just so, but you know, we'll begrudgingly give it to him. So Kyle sweeps it and moves on. All right, we got Nick Sarwak versus Charlie Kirk. This is gonna be a banger. I don't know about you guys, but Adam, go ahead.
I mean, I fucking hate Sarwak so much. He's such a fucking cunt. I mean, that's what he is. I fucking Man, he is a smarmy bitch. He's such a bitch. Dude, I'll tell you why Charlie Kirk houses him all day. First of all, Charlie Kirk, he's like a more conservative dude. I don't know. I feel like he at least grew up playing football. I don't know. Like, I feel like at least he grew up with more like dudes who like, you know, fucked around. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he's from Wheeling, Illinois, which is like an hour from me.
He grew up with bro-y guys, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah,
who
exactly.
Who fucking fought each other. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick Sarwak, me and him have gone at it on Twitter a few times, and when he had a chance to fucking say something to my face at the PA convention, he walked the other way because he's a pussy. So I'll tell you firsthand, bitch made, that's what he is, bitch made bitch, Charlie Kirk all day.
One for Charlie. All right, Kelly, what do we got?
I think Sarwak is probably taller.
Actually taller than me. I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, okay.
He was like 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, okay. Now, that doesn't mean he's not a bitch. clearly a bitch. According to my search here, Charlie Kirk is 5'7".
Whoa.
So not real tall. Whoa. Yeah, so that's a you know, one thing is they have weight classes in MMA and any combat sport. So, I mean, there's a reason for that. So, Sarwark is 6'2", we'll say, going against 5'7", Charlie Kirk. I don't know, man. Sarwark has been picked on a lot. He tries to go out on a limb. He tries to be funny and be a contrarian and come across almost like a master troll, and it just blows up in his face. I cannot imagine how much pent-up anger that guy has. His life probably – I think he's an attorney. His life probably sucks pretty bad. Right? I mean, he tries to do a lot of funny things, and, you know, I can kind of see that he's trying to, you know, be the contrarian in every situation, but everybody appears to hate him. So I think with his height advantage – in his edge, I hate to say it, but I'm giving it to Sarwark. Sorry.
God damn it. I hate you.
All right, El Popo, you're going to be the tiebreaker so far.
Well, I can tell you for a fact he has a lot of pinup rage, because when I pretended to be Nick Sarwark on Twitter last week, I made one tweet and it had 400 replies and all of them were telling me to go fuck myself and I was a fucking loser. And I thought, I can't believe Nick Sarwark has to go through this every single day. Every day of his life is this. I delete the app.
How does he enjoy that shit? Why is he still on Twitter? Nobody seems to.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Kel, hold on for one second. Hold on. I'll pop up. You were the fake Sarwark?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I was a fake. I had a fake tweet of Sarwak that got a little bit of traction, but El Popo, he actually like became his profile for a bit and got Nick Sarwak to take the bait, which was amazing.
Oh shit, dude. I'm sorry, Kelly, to cut you off. I just wanted to confirm that's fucking so goddamn fucking funny, dude.
Funny is he got mad and added the verified account on Twitter and said, hey, could you guys look into this? Someone's clearly faking being me.
Oh my God.
And well, they didn't get back to him. So I went back to him like every other day and said, hey, verify, did you get back to this guy? He's the former chair of the third largest party of the United States. It's very, you should know who you're talking to. And come on, show him some service here. And they ignored him. despite all that, I'm going with Charlie Kirk. There's no way Sarwark. I mean, come on. That guy can't fight. I seen him trying to chop down a fucking tree, dude. He couldn't do that. He was wearing sandals. And plus, if they get a month of training, Sarwark's the kind of guy who you give him training and he goes, okay, I think I know how to do it. I've watched the UFC.
Right.
Charlie Kirk, I bet, would listen to how to throw a punch, throw one, two. I bet that something would stick with that guy. And he would just do that and just trounce him.
Charlie also looks like a double leg takedown type of guy.
Hell yeah.
You know, like just like short, just grab and fucking drive.
Sarwark is not sprawling. Come on.
Exactly.
Okay, so we got 2-1 for Charlie Kirk. Now here's the X factor for me. I think if Nick Sarwark is in fact a Fed, he might have some CIA training going into this. So if Sarwak knows like some basic army combatives jujitsu or something, I think he mops the floor with Charlie Kirk. And also there's something about that guy's thick skin where it's like all he gets in his you know exposure to the public, all he gets is hate. And the guy seems to not give a shit. Like he loves being the heel, the bad guy. Like he kind of enjoys the kind of bullying that he faces. So I think he might be a little bit tougher than we give him credit for just because we despise the guy. However, like you guys said, I think Charlie Kirk's the younger man. He's like 27. And I think him being shorter might give him the edge if he's shooting takedowns. He's wall working, with Nick. So you know what? I'm going to have to go with Charlie on this one too. Charlie's going to move on. Him and his tiny face advance to the semifinals.
Let's go.
Which brings us to the next one. Trevor Noah versus, I forget the guy's name, but I just call him the male Rachel Maddow.
This is Chris Haynes.
Chris Haynes. That's it. Yeah. He's Rachel Maddow's twin brother. So Adam, who do you got in this one?
Chris Haynes. gives off what I like to call bitch energy. You know, it's like dudes that just are dudes technically, but like, but like, you know, like it's as far as it goes. Like, yeah, you're a guy, but like, you fucking look like just a fucking bitch. Trevor Noah, South African. That's a tough place. You know, I mean, you have to thrive, you have to be smart, witty, at least to fucking survive and make it out of that fucking jungle that is South Africa. That I've heard anyway how hard it is down there. And again, bitch energy. So I'm gonna go the dude who probably lived through some shit, at least Trevor Noah. I don't think about his background. I'm just totally assuming here, but I'm gonna go Trevor Noah.
Yeah, dude, I can see that. I can see the South African thing being a factor, but he seems like pretty bourgeois South African, which I don't know what that really means. But Kelly, we'll kick it to you.
Based on my Google search, they're both about the same height. It says Chris Hayes is 6 foot tall, whereas Noah is coming in at 5'11". Hayes does give off about the most bitch energy, really, you can pull off. Not that Noah is Mr. Machismo by any stretch, but, and I hate to say it, I got Trevor Noah winning this one. Just as my gut, I don't know, maybe it's the pigment of his skin, but the athleticism edge goes that way. I voted for Noah. I just is.
All right, El Pulpo.
Let's see. I know for a fact that Chris Hayes got bullied in high school because he went to the same high school at the same time as rapper Immortal Technique. And Chris Hayes infamously complained on Twitter that Immortal Technique used to bully him and all his friends, which I think is very funny because I like listening to Immortal Technique growing up. So it's really funny to hear that the Dance with the Devil guy was pushing Chris Hayes into the locker. That's hilarious to me. And then... which means Immortal Technique, also the same as Kelly said, same pigment as Trevor Noah. I think Chris Hayes just turtles up, dude. Once he sees a guy, kind of looks like Immortal Tech on the other side of the fence. I think he just kind of turtles up, and it's, he doesn't even fight back.
Dude,
he has a panic attack before the fight starts.
I want to also just double down on my bitch energy thing. That's my point. Like, who tweets that out? Who tweets out, yo, I got bullied? Like, it's like, what are you doing? Like, lie. No one knows. Just lie better. Like, have you tried lying?
Technique probably don't even know you're on TV, dude. He probably does not think about you. Doesn't know, would not even recognize you should he see you.
Exactly. It's like such a bitch energy attention grab thing to do. It's like, I got bullied by this rapper. It's like, of course you did. You just tweeted it. A guy who tweets it out would.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just like, we don't even have to ask Immortal Technique. He'll be like, yeah, it's obviously true. So yeah, I think Trevor Noah's taking a clean sweep here. You guys covered everything that needs to be covered here. So Trevor Noah advances to the semifinals. So then we've got Don Lemon versus Keith Olbermann. Adam, how do you see this one?
So Don Lemon, our second game out of the night. So I still think that stays the whole coming up gay thing. I feel like you adversity, you know, especially a black gay dude, that's like double adversity, I feel. So and then Keith Olbermann, though, I feel like is a bitch cry fighter, where like he gets very emotional and gets so emotionally charged that he does one of these like swingy windmill hands fights and that shit is fucking, you know, irrational, and you can't really necessarily defend that well if you don't know what's coming. Don Lemon's like a trained fighter. So I think I think Don Lemon initially thinks he has this, but then Keith Olbermann's like, and gets his autistic energy or ever anger, whatever the fuck he does, and then does the windmill charge, and that fucks up Don Lemon enough that he like fucking it discombobulates him. So I'm going to oddly go Keith Olbermann, not because he's tough or I think he's a better fighter, just because he has dumb windmill little kid energy, and I think that wins the fight.
Shit. Okay. So, Kelly, what do you think?
There we go. Sorry.
Uh-oh, Kelly's breaking up.
So, according to my are you guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. According to my search here, Keith Olbermann, although a historical level of a complete bitch that he is 6'4". Size matters. He's 62 years old. Okay. Now, Don Lemon is 55. Okay. 6 foot tall, Don Lemon. it's a tough one. A couple bitches for sure. Very difficult for me to give much here. I would say Don Lemon maybe a little bit keeps himself in better shape. So I hate to do it, but I'm giving Don Lemon. This is very difficult. This entire bracket. I voted for fucking Star Wars already. And now I'm voting for fucking Don Lemon to win a fight. But yeah, that's where we're at, guys. Thanks.
All right, one apiece, El Pulpo.
Hell yeah. So first I gotta say I don't subscribe to the belief that if you grew up gay and you were bullied for being gay, that's gonna make you a good fighter. Because if getting called gay a bunch as you're a kid would make you a good fighter, Star Wars number one in this division. I bet he was called gay his whole life growing up. I would have done it at least. So he'd be fucking tough ass fighter.
I don't mean like he's a good fighter because I just mean like that he just used to like getting shit. That's all I meant. Like he's just kind of used to like taking beating. That's all I kind of meant by it. Not like he's a good fighter because I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, Starmark was de facto bullied for being gay. Anyway, I got to go with Keith Olbermann. He's been around sports, you know, most of his life. That's how he started. He's a sports broadcaster guy. I think that's what he does now too. And I don't see Don Lemon being. I didn't know he was gay, but I don't see him being a sports guy. I think he gets thrashed.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go with Keith on this one too, only because Keith he has a tough guy complex. So he kind of he's like, you know, he's going to fake it till he makes it in the tough guy arena. So I think that just by virtue of confidence going in. I think he's just going to take the fight to Don Lemon and the age gap. They're both older dudes, but Keith 6'4" thinks he's tough. I think he's going to edge this one out. So it's going to be 3-1 for Keith Olbermann moving on, which means we're at the semifinals and that's going to be Kyle Kulinski versus Charlie Kirk. Adam.
These are getting hard. These are getting fucking hard. Kyle's bigger, both in weight and size. Charlie's small, but I feel like he's cantankerous. Not cantankerous. Like contentious? No, what's the word I'm looking at? Like,
he's cancerous.
That's it. No, he's like a gung-ho. Like he's like a little gremlin. Like I feel like he's like a truffle pig. Like he's like nose to the grind type thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? He has his mindset on something. He wants to accomplish his goals type of dude. Kyle, I feel like is a little more free spirit. Again, if you're giving him like an MMA fight and you give him like a month to train, I think Kyle takes that training. I mean, Charlie takes that training better than Kyle does and turns it around. Charlie, I give it to Charlie.
All right, Kelly, what do you got?
Similar age. Charlie Kirk is, according to the internet, 5'7". And we know Kyle Kulinski is 6 foot. Once again, similar age. I'm a big believer in size does matter, absent of, you know, any actual combat sports experience. And I don't think we know of any between the two, do we?
No, not to my knowledge.
I'm just going to go with the size. Kyle Kulinski advances, gets my vote for winning this round.
One apiece, El Pulpo.
I also agree with Kyle. I think Charlie Kirk got lucky that Star Wars was his first matchup. And that's the only reason why he has a W right now. We had trouble. We didn't agree with whether Charlie would have beat him either. So that's how little faith I have in Charlie's fighting ability. I think Kyle fucks him up.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to go with Kyle on this one too. He's the bigger man. I think Charlie Kirk probably would crumble the first time he got punched. So I've got to go with Kyle here. So Kyle is going to advance to the finals, which means for the semifinals on the other side of the bracket, we've got Trevor Noah versus Keith Olbermann. Adam.
I don't fucking know. He's getting so fucking hard.
This bracket is tough.
God damn. All right. Keith Olbermann's old as fuck though. And he's such a bitch. Trevor Noah is also a bitch, though, dude. Like, he's such a fucking bitch. God, two bitchy dudes fighting each other. It's like, I'm going to, again, all right, I'll go with Keith. man. Keith has a size, I guess. And yeah, Doc made a good point about sports. Maybe he picks something up along the way. You would hope. He also hates Derek Jeter. And like, who hates Derek? What man hates Derek Jeter? And Trevor Noah, South Africa again. We don't know how he grew up, though. All right. Olbermann. Fuck it. Olbermann.
All right. Olbermann. Kelly.
All right. Trevor Noah is 37 years old. Once again, he's 5'11". Keith Olbermann. I mean, I'm a basketball and football and baseball fan. I'm 38 years old. So I grew up right in the heart of those ESPN days with Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick. So, I mean, I grew up with not even knowing what his political views were until much later, obviously. And then I realized he's a complete pussy. but Keith Olbermann is 6'4". He's 62 years old. That's pretty fucking old. I don't know if you guys have ever, you know, absent of a 62-year-old who trains jujitsu a few days a week, you know, or something like that. I do think size matters. 62-year-old dude normally, you know, not the toughest guy out there. But maybe Keith Olbermann keeps himself in shape. Golly, this is difficult. I do not fucking know. Trevor Noah is a giant bitch. Younger, shorter. I guess I got to go Keith Olbermann. Maybe he played a little football at least in high school. I would bet, being that he's, you know, however many years of a sports commentator, he has some degree or history of physicality behind him, and he's bigger. So as much as I hate to vote for him, I'm going with Keith Olbermann.
Keith, 2-0 right now.
Well, we have to make a 3-0 because I think Keith Olbermann is the alpha of this better division. I think he's the alpha guy involved in here.
God.
In fact, I forgot about Kyle. Maybe not. But I see him just, yeah, he's old, but I bet he's still maybe, I don't know. I haven't seen his body recently. I haven't been checking my mail where I usually get my Keith Olbermann body pictures. He may be chubby, but he may still keep up with himself. If he's an athletic 60, however old, I think he beats up Trevor Noah. If he's not, then I think it's that one just sits in the other's guard for the entire fight. And they agree to play passive. And the ref stops it, breaks it up, and they immediately go right back into that position.
They just do it in the back room afterwards.
Hell yeah.
Shit, yeah, I'm going to go Keith too on this one. He's too big. He's got that big, tough guy, fake tough guy, machismo energy. I think he walks through Trevor Noah, but I think it's a boring fight. I think the fans just don't give a shit who wins, but I think Keith wins a decision here. So yeah, that means for the finals.
That was the go-to-the-bathroom fight for sure.
Yeah, that's a go-get-a-beer, yeah, take
you,
a piss.
You get your concessions.
Yeah. So that means in the finals, we've got Kyle Kulinski versus Keith Olbermann. Adam, who do you got for winning the whole thing?
Okay, we've been riding high on the Olbermann height and fake tough guy thing, but we have also been doing that with Kyle kind of too. Now, if we're going to compare the both, well, Kyle's younger, and we've been doing that a lot. So if we're going that logic, Kyle.
All right, Kyle, Kelly.
I got it. Yep, I got to continue with that. You know, Keith Olbermann does have a height and I assume a reach advantage on everyone in this division. But Kyle Kulinski is 6 foot, so not as big of a height discrepancy. He's 32 years old, okay? There's a 30-year age difference here. I'm going Kyle Kulinski as the champion of the beta division.
Yeah, I'm gonna seal the deal for him too. I think he wins. I think it's an easy fight. Like, barring Kyle, Keith Olbermann was the alpha of this division. Kyle is just I'm equal as alpha as you, but I'm also 30 years younger than you. So I think just nature wins.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna argue with you guys. I'm gonna give it to Kyle. I think stylistically, we know styles make fights. Is there anybody on this list that you think would give Kyle a tough fight? I think Nick Sarwak might give him actually like a really tough fight. I think they're like very evenly matched.
Do you guys actually like Nick Sarwak, and this is just a joke on me?
No, dude, I think that Nick has CIA. I think that Nick has CIA combatives training. I think he knows some shit, like just a little bit, but I think enough to give.
Nick Sarwak trains at 11th Planet Jiu-Jitsu.
Dude, they're not giving him training. They're just giving. They're making him just go out there. Like, yeah, we'll train you one day. He's like fucking Cyril Figgis and fucking Archer. He's not fucking doing training shit.
Well, I don't know anyone who trains in New Hampshire. So as far as we're concerned, he's a black belt up there in New Hampshire and just doesn't tell anyone he does jiu-jitsu.
No. You asked if we like Nick Sarwark, and I think a third party emerging in our country would be huge. I think Sarwark is as guilty as anyone for the Libertarian Party being an absolute fucking joke. So, no, yeah. I do not like him
at all. Kidding.
Fuck Nick Sarwark. Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
Yeah, eat a dick.
Eat a dick, Star Wars.
Yeah, I had to draw that. I had to draw that before we moved on. So, okay, we're going to go to the next division here.
I'm the only guy here who loves Nick Sarwar.
So you're telling me.
You know what? We're going to skip to the heavyweights first because this one's going to be a lot of fun. Okay. So let's get my drawing tool out here. And for the first fight, we've got actually just – it's even a grudge match. If you guys have seen their political
– hell yeah.
They had in 2017, I want to say. We've got Alex Jones versus Cenk Uygur, or however the fuck you say his name. Adam, who do you got in this one?
Alex Jones is a complete lunatic, and Alex Jones will fucking tear the throat out of Cenk. Alex Jones.
He's the fucking he's clearly the favorite to win it.
He is the badger of this group right now. He is the honey badger. He does not give a fuck. Alex Jones.
All right, Kelly, what do we got?
Yeah. I gotta continue with that. I mean, Uygur looks like he could be tough. He's not real tall. Looks like he's probably pretty strong, but Alex Jones is a fucking animal. He's gonna run through this Uygur guy.
All right, El Pulpo.
All right, well, I'm a contrarian here, but perhaps not in the way it may seem at first. I think Alex wins the fight, but Cenk Uygur wins by disqualification. I think Alex does not stop after the fight's over. I think he throws illegal strikes, and I think he gets disqualified. He ignores the ref completely. The ref, in fact, may become the second person he fights that night. But I think he's disqualified from the tournament. So.
Dude, if
Cenk
Rogan
wins by DQ.
I think if Rogan is commentating, he's able to kind of like keep Alex in check, you know, especially the post-fight interview. Like he'll get in there and maybe prevent that from happening. He'll kind of like channel him. He has a way of being like the Alex Jones whisperer. So, I think Alex walks through Cenk Uygur. I think they're both pretty heavy drinkers, but I think Cenk Uygur probably has like cirrhosis of the liver or something from all of his drinking. So I think that Alex lands a couple body shots early and just drops him with some liver shots. And I think Alex wins by first round TKO. So yeah, Alex is going to move on here. I start doing the checks on the side here. Ooh, next fight. Chris Christie versus Rosie O'Donnell. Adam.
So I'm going to take a doc approach here. Chris Christie loses and Rosie O'Donnell wins by default because he has a heart attack as soon as he steps in the ring. So Rosie O'Donnell wins just by being less fat and disgusting than Chris Christie. So Rosie O'Donnell.
I think Trump might disagree with that, but okay, we got one for Rosie. Kelly, what do we got?
Okay, Rosie O'Donnell comes in at 5'6", according to the internet. Although she looks horrible, as Trump made sure we all knew, I don't think she weighs as much, you know, as Chris Christie. I think Christie lost some weight, didn't he? How much do we think Chris Christie's at right now? It says here 230, but
he's
that's 2014.
He's probably down to 320.
Yeah, but like if you're a blue whale and a blue whale loses 100 pounds, do you notice?
Yeah.
So he's 5'11", okay? He's 59 years old. He's maybe 300 pounds. Golly. I got to go for Chris Christie, and I would enjoy watching him beat the shit out of Rosie O'Donnell.
Which means El Pulpo, we got one apiece.
Man. This is the most difficult one for me so far, because once you're like, once you're this big and it's, there's no getting that big through muscle, it's all through eating, like for both party cases, it doesn't take much to just really, you're not going to have a good fight. You're not going to perform well. So it's, both of them are doomed. But I think by the nature of Chris Christie being a guy, he can take more shots and throw more heat than Rose O'Donnell could. And he just, it looks like that Kimbo Slice Dada 5000 fight. That's how that fight plays out. How it ends.
I forgot about that fight, but that was spectacular to watch. Okay. So my gut feeling, if Chris Christie is on his heavier side, when the fight takes place, I think Rosie wins it just by like going blitzkrieg as soon as the bell goes off. And I think Chris Christie like kind of trips over himself backwards and his head is like kind of against the cage. And then I think Rosie just swarms him and then the ref steps in because Chris Christie is just like completely discombobulated and doesn't know what's going on. But I don't feel very strongly about that if he has lost 100 pounds and he's that big where it's like he loses 100 pounds and nobody even knows that they lost weight.
I made that joke when you were away.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I think I heard the tail end of that. A blue whale. Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go only because I want to avoid the tiebreaker and I don't feel that strongly about it. I'm going to give it to Chris Christie. So Chris Christie moving on. Which brings us to our next fight. I hope everybody is familiar with Fat Dave Smith. And this is going to be the avatar Fat Dave Smith and not the real guy who plays him.
So
it's not called Fat Dave. Or is it pretending?
Yes, it's okay. Fat Dave. Yep. Versus James Comey, who is a huge man. I'm sure Kelly's got the tail of the tape pulled up on that one, but Adam, take it away.
So if we're going off of this is just a fat version of Dave, by Dave's own fucking mouth, he's not like a tough guy at all. He avoids confrontation. James Comey is about, I don't know, 9'10", and he's a fucking, and he's like a fucking former FBI agent. So at least I know for a fact, at least he could fucking throw a punch, dude. I'm not saying he's like a fucking tough guy, but I mean, come on, let's be honest here. Comey takes the shit all day.
Kelly, what do we got?
Yeah, I got to continue with that. It says here that James Comey is 6'8", 243 pounds. Now, that doesn't always – I mean, he's pretty fucking old. Yeah, that's pretty lean, really. And being that big, you know, occasionally you'll come across someone who's – you know, fucking huge and not necessarily can fight. But you guys said Dave Smith. Has Dave Smith ever, so we're using Fat Dave Smith. Has the real Dave Smith a little bit of a jiu-jitsu background? Is that what,
zero.
Do I remember that correctly?
Zero.
Nobody, he's a fan of the sport. So he knows like what a half guard looks like kind of thing. You know, he knows kind of roughly what to do.
Okay.
And I think Dave like kind of got in fights growing up. Like I think he, you know, growing up in Brooklyn, I think he probably got in some scraps. So he's got that, but it's no formal training.
How much do we think Fat Dave Smith weighs?
I'll say 285, 290.
Yeah, easily up there. I was going to say like 270, 280.
So he's no Chris Christie.
No.
He's no Chris Christie. And for the record, Chris Christie in 2021 is actually right at 400, according to something I just found.
Let's go.
How is he not?
Let's fucking go.
Oh, can Party I change time. It back to Rosie?
dude, Chris Christie weighs the size of a grouper. Like, it's crazy.
a grouper. Oh, my God.
How tall is Dave Smith?
Dave's
he's
like
tall. He's like six. No, he's or how old or what do you think, Adam? You've probably met him.
Dave's like he's like 6 foot, 6'1".
Dude, I think he's taller. When I met him briefly at Freedom Fest, I'm like, oh, he's like 6'2", 6'3". I just like looked up to him.
Dude, there's no way is he 6'3"? You know what? I'm really bad with height and shit. I'm not really the person to ask for this. I feel like he's like 6'1"-ish, but I could be wrong.
Let me see real quick.
I could be wrong. Truly.
At any
sorry
rate,
to be taking this too serious.
Disadvantage. No, dude, this is some serious shit we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't want to minimize this at all. I would say Dave Smith. Yeah, I don't want people to remember me as being the fucking idiot who picked these fights wrong. I'm going with Fat Dave Smith beating up Old Man Comey. Yeah, Fat Dave Smith gets my vote.
One apiece, El Popo.
Oh, yikes. I am still confused over which Dave is actually fighting. Is it the guy who is behind the Fat Dave account? Dave Smith being fat?
Yes.
Well, I think regardless of who it was out of the three possibilities, I think James Comey beats the hell out of him. I think he ragdolls probably all three at the same time.
That's fair.
That is fair. That is fair. So we got 2-1 for Comey right now. I'm going to go with Comey. I think he's lean for being as old as he is, 6'8". That's a big, big man. And I'm going to have to go with Comey here. So Comey moves on. And that brings us to our last quarterfinal. Donald Trump versus a guy who should be more famous. He should be right up there with Cuomo and Newsom as far as governors. My governor here in Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, which, Kelly, I should have looked this up. Can you tell me the tail of the tape on this one? I want to say he's like 5'11", 435.
I tagged you in a picture of him recently. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yep. He's a big, big man.
All right. This can't be right. It says he's 212. That no way that's right.
Maybe
right? 412. How much do we really?
Dude, 212 in his fucking chin.
You know what? Since I'm screen sharing, I'm just gonna pull up. I'm gonna pull up a picture of him to share with you guys because
he could be 4 foot tall.
Says he's 5'7".
Dude, yeah, this dude ain't 212.
My dick.
Come on.
Good lord, let's find a good shot of this guy.
Dude, he's at least 240, 250. Oh, more than that.
I want to see a picture of his body.
What if he takes his jacket off and he's fucking jacked?
It's like the kingpin.
It's all muscle.
Dude, he actually looks like kingpin in that picture.
Yeah, dude, he's at least, if he's 5'7", he's at least 325.
You know, I didn't know who this guy was until now, and if you showed me him and did not tell me who he was, I'd say, hey, is that guy a Chris Christie impersonator? I would say that's fat comic Chris Christie.
All right. Well,
dude, it looks like you could hang him up like a fucking fish and take a picture of him.
All right. So it's Trump versus Pritzker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me get back to my division here. Somehow I lost it. Yeah. So we've got.
Sorry.
Okay. We're back on track here. Yeah. So, okay. We have. It was Alex Jones, Chris Christie, Comey. Okay, so yeah, sorry. Trump versus J.B. Pritzker. So, Adam, take this one away.
Oh, dude, Trump. Trump has a fucking fury, and he has vengeance to give out. Are you kidding me? He's on a – dude, he's a big boy, too. He's a big boy, and he doesn't sleep. So, he's this cocaine rage, like, fucking fuel behind him, essentially. Like, you know, and, like, that and KFC. So, yeah, he's gonna fucking start steamrolling all of his enemies, dude. Pritzker's on that list. So, for sure, Trump all day, straight beating, too. A straight mafia-style Billy Bats beating.
Okay. And, Kelly, what do you think?
I think Trump is – I think he says he's 6'3". Pritzker is 5'7", super fat fuck. I'm on board with the idea Trump doing a bunch of cocaine. I love it. I love the idea of Trump doing a bunch of cocaine and then beating the shit out of him. So Trump gets my vote, and I would really enjoy watching it.
El Popo, I feel like you're not going to play contrarian on this one. What do you think?
No, sir, I'm not. How could I? I mean, wouldn't be fair. I mean, the fight wouldn't be fair either. Trump would, drag him to hell and back. Come on. I don't actually think it'd be a fast fight. There really wouldn't be to hell and back. I think the guy would just get hit a few times, fall face down first, and the ref goes, okay. Doesn't even have to jump on top of anyone, just waves it off. Trump walks it off too. Walk off punch.
Walk off punch. Yeah. He does the Cody Garbrandt.
He points at the guy on the ground and laughs.
He's like,
and he gives like the greatest post fight interview ever with Rogan. So yeah, I think.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you guys. I think this is a clean sweep for Trump, and it's not even close. So yeah, Trump moves on to the semifinals, which means on the other side of the bracket, we've got Alex Jones versus Chris Christie, and I think we're going to get through this one pretty quick. So dude, Adam,
AJ, all come on. Are you shitting me? He's going to fucking roll this fat fuck up like a Tootsie Roll. Get out of here. No way. Alex Jones, fucking whiskey rage, dude.
Kelly?
Yeah. Yeah. Alex Jones is a maniac. And he's going to destroy Chris Christie. Chris Christie may see Alex Jones getting ready in the back, and then Chris Christie has a heart attack and dies. No way Chris Christie wins this. Alex Jones gets my vote.
How many stairs are there to get up into the cage? There's usually like four or five stairs, right?
It's like three.
Yeah. Do we think that Chris Christie can make it up the stairs is the question, or does he need like a like one of those fucking like cranes that they use for cattle to pick him up and get him in there?
This might be too inside of a joke, but do you guys remember the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, Hell in a Cell between Vince McMahon and Stone Cold Steve Austin? Big Show. It was the entrance to Big Show. He broke through the bottom of the ring and threw Stone Cold like through the cage, but technically he won that way. That would be Chris Christie just walking into the cage. He would just immediately lose balance and just fucking fall through the cage.
Yeah, this one's not too tough. Where are we at then? Kelly, you picked AJ, clearly. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't consider. Kelly brought up a good point about seeing Alex Jones beforehand. I don't think Chris Christie survives, even if he beats Rosie O'Donnell. I don't think the body survives past that fight. He doesn't come out for the bell. So I think Alex Jones, who managed, I thought, escaped disqualification. He has now progressed to the finals because his opponent was a no-show due to being dead.
Yeah, he has a second round bye. I think Alex Jones, if Chris Christie makes it to the cage, I think Alex Jones mops him up. So we got Alex Jones moving on to the finals. And on the other side of the bracket, we've got James Comey versus Donald Trump, another grudge match. We had two grudge matches in this bracket. So this is a fun one. So Comey versus Trump. Adam, who do you got?
Dude, Trump was literally chomping at the bit for this fight. He's like, let me at him. He was even doing this. He's like, let me at him. Trump's like, let me fuck you up for all that shit you fucking did, you scumbag. Oh, man. Trump, dude, rage alone. Fuck any physical thing. With just the rage and his fucking heart filled with grease, Trump wins this fight for sure. He beats it. He kills him in the ring. It'll be the first MMA death in a ring in America. Trump all day.
Kelly, do you concur?
Well, Trump is – how old is Trump now?
He's like 74, I think, something like that.
Okay. And Comey's 60 years old. Yeah, I think Trump's too thick. I think he's just too aggressive. He'd be willing to die if he had to, I think. I think Trump's pretty crazy. You know, I think he's got a lot. You know what I mean? He's kind of crazy. Like, he would not want to lose a fight, not to this guy. His ego's too big. And, you know, that's admirable, maybe. I mean, he's willing to go down even if he dies. So, yeah, Trump gets my vote.
All right, Trump two apiece. El Pulpo?
Yeah, I think Trump could beat up James Comey. I don't know, man. Now the thing about it. James Comey is bigger than him. Damn.
Yeah, he's quite a bit taller. But Trump's pretty tall, too. He's like 6'4", so he's got like four inches on him, but it's still significant.
Yeah, but I actually don't see Trump as – I don't know. Maybe he is. I was gonna say, I don't really see him being like a fist fighter, though. Man, I'm gonna have to go with James Comey, dude.
No way.
Yeah.
You guys aren't thinking of the grudge.
That grudge is a two-way street, though. James Comey probably
not as much, I think. I think Comey didn't lose as much as Trump did from it.
Yeah, it's more of a revenge fight for Trump. Not so much of a grudge match.
Right.
So shit, this dynamic is tough. I think I'm going to go with Trump. I think he's just a little bit tougher, but then again, James Comey probably has that Fed boy training. He's probably got like a little bit of combatives in him. And I don't know how much Trump, like he came from a rich family. Who knows how much he actually got in fist fights growing up, you know, even though he's from New York, it's a tough one, but I think Trump with his rage, if he has a little coke bender before the fight, I think Trump takes it. So I've got to give it to Trump, but I think it's close. Which means the finals, we have not a grudge match, but friends fighting. Guys who are boys, you could say. Alex Jones versus Donald Trump. Adam, what do you think?
See, I don't know. I feel like this is more of a Obi-Wan Anakin situation where Alex Jones felt like he was the chosen one. You know, he didn't make it. And he's like, why did you not, like, you know, not betray me, but like kind of, you know, it's like, I don't know. I know Alex Jones is short and fat and not in shape. And Trump's not in shape either, but he's tall. I think he's tougher than Alex Jones. But Alex Jones is crazy. Trump's crazy. Wow. Okay, this is officially the hardest one. Who has more to lose? Like, that's what you guys start thinking about. Like, who has more to lose in this fight? Like, Trump lost the presidency. He's out, like he's banned from like the public pretty much. Like, you know, you can't be social with his followers. Neither can Alex, though.
I was going to say, that's Trump's thing. He acts like he has nothing to lose, but he has a lot to lose, you know, but he doesn't give a fuck. So that's what makes him dangerous.
But Alex Jones, was Alex Jones? Alex Jones has a little empire to lose. He has a little empire.
Yeah, he does. Shit.
Man, this is fucking hard. I think with Trump's height and weight, and I think he's angrier, I think Trump wins.
Damn. Kelly, what do we got?
Okay, I've commentated a lot of MMA fights, and I've seen some weird shit happen, because it's not, as I established earlier, not always the highest level of fights. You know, they're guys who we don't know how much they've trained type shit. I've seen some weird shit. I commentated a fight one time where a guy got in there real out of shape, fat heavyweight guy, and ended up like having a heart attack and dying. You know, that's sad. I've seen fighters get inside the cage and then decide like, oh shit, man, I don't want to do this. And then they just bail out. They don't even fight. Something about this matchup, Alex Jones against Donald Trump, tells me that Alex Jones will get in there and have some type of weird anxiety attack. He might lose consciousness. I don't know. He might try to eat Donald Trump. Like, right? We really don't know exactly, I think, what will happen. I think Alex Jones he's listed at 5'6". Is he that short? Is that right? 5'6"?
That may be true.
Really?
Okay.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking short. I'm going to say Donald Trump somehow pulls this off. Not that he's in the best shape. Not that I think he has good movement or, you know, a good jab or anything. I just think he's bigger and I don't think he'll back down. I think Alex Jones will have a weird anxiety attack. Something weird will happen and Trump advances.
Fighting his hero. Okay. So El Popo, what do you got? Yep.
Man, I did not find this to be difficult to decide. I thought this one was a layup. Alex Jones, first of all, he's on that alpha brain, which is that shit John Jones takes and pops hot for. And Alex Jones looks like Alexander Volkanovsky. He's short, but he's fucking ridiculously jacked. He is an insane person. I think Alex Jones kills Donald Trump in the ring, and he pulls his heart out of his chest and eats it to become the next Donald Trump.
Yeah, shit. I'm going to have to go with Trump too. Adam, did you land on Trump or Trump or Alex Jones?
I picked Trump.
You picked Trump? That means we got two for AJ, two for Trump. So that's a tiebreaker. So,
It sounds like Alex three of us went for Trump.
Oh, three went for Trump. Okay. So Wait, no, no, no. So wait, who are you, who are you? I said Alex Jones. Jones.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's two apiece. So shit. I mean,
okay.
I think
you did
Alex. Yeah, I think Alex Jones, he's the younger man. If you've seen him with his shirt off, he's just a barrel chested motherfucker. Like he's just so thick, you know. So I've got to go with Alex Jones. I think that rage, especially like a little bit of
Let's coin flip it 50-50.
All right, who's got a coin?
I don't have a coin.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I have a lens cap.
The guy with no camera.
Hey, I have a desktop. I don't have a webcam.
Here, I got a lens cap. So the Lumix is heads. It is tails. I'm gonna let it drop.
Well, who is who?
We're gonna figure it out. Oh, okay. Right before I do it. I don't know. Tails, Trump, heads, Jones.
Sure.
Okay. Lumix heads, backside, tails. Okay.
All right. Hell
yeah. Here we go. Oh, Alex Jones wins.
Let's go.
All right, that's the correct answer in my opinion, so I'm happy with it.
I think now that he won, I predict he jumps out of the cage Habib style and goes after all of the Democrats in the crowd. I imagine this is held in Congress and we just let him go after whoever he likes.
Then he has an army of gay frogs that help.
Hell yeah.
Okay, guys, so we covered three brackets. It's almost 9 o'clock. I figured we'd go about an hour and a half. We've got three more divisions to go. And I knew going in this would probably be like a two-part series. So if you guys are down to do one more, we can do it. Or if we want to cap it right there, I'm fine with that too.
Oh, no, I got to go tonight, but I'm down to do this another time. It's fun as fuck.
Hell yeah. Okay. So,
I have a really late spot I want to try to get to.
Dude, no, that's fine. I have an early bedtime, so that's completely fine by me. So, guys, plug away real quick your social medias, your podcasts, everything.
Oh, I'll go first. Guys, catch me at Adam Nutter on all the social media stuff. Just the two podcasts real quick. Just want to plug out. If you guys are into comedy stuff, check out Cult of Us on YouTube, youtube.com/Cult of Us. Available audio everywhere. And then my libertarian podcast to do called The Porcupine. Just youtube.com/Adam Nutter for all the Porcupine podcasts. Again, audio is available everywhere, and I also put comedy clips on my YouTube channel. So go check me out when I'm on the road too. Just check my social media for road gigs.
Kelly,
The Kelly Patrick Show is my podcast, available on all top podcasting platforms. We've got 422 shows so far, mostly libertarian shit, MMA shit, stuff like that. A mixture, really. Kelly Patrick 502 on Instagram and Twitter.
El Pulpo.
Well, my Twitter will probably be banned next week. I get banned quite frequently. So you can, however, listen to Not a Podcast. It's on Spotify. You just search for Not a Podcast and you'll find it.
Yes.
There you go. And you can follow me at Kimura King 94 on Twitter. Yeah. And I just wanted to say, because I had screen share up the entire time, so I didn't see Spud Ruckus, you know, hanging out with us and commenting. There's some funny comments in here, so appreciate you guys jumping in. And like I said, our YouTube channel, we only recently started using it, so we have to build up our YouTube audience a little bit more. So yeah, we'll keep you guys posted for round two. We've got three more divisions, and then probably some more on the way. So that's a wrap.
Hell yeah. Everyone, be sure to go tag the people who lost their fight on Twitter and tell them that they lost.
Yeah, I'm going to screen record little things and post them to Twitter so people can know like what happened to their fights. We didn't even get to the libertarian infighting division, which was going to be some fun. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it right there. See ya.
See you guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.